So winter has well and truly arrived over the last couple of days. First, it was the South Island's turn with freezing temperatures. And the biggest punch was felt in the central North Island, with bucket loads of snow wrecking havoc with the roads, power and water supplies. Owner of the Rangitiki Tavern, Marion Klaus, says the conditions were unbelievable.
It's just all white. And we've probably got about 6 or 7 inches of snow. And it's snowing quite heavily.
Ongaiti deer farmer Angela McIntyre was hunkering down.
We definitely roll with the punches as farmers. We're very adaptable. We've got fences down already. We're just going to have to do our best with what we've got as we can, really. He's hoping that the snow doesn't get any heavier and we lose more trees.
Meanwhile, Ruth Rainey from Manawatu's Mangaweka was left stunned by the conditions.
I can't remember it ever being as bad as this, actually, in our time here. We've been up this valley for 22 years.
And there's some sting left in the tail with torrential rain and gale still forecast to be coming your way now. Cordula Daniel owns the top 10 holiday park in Awakuni, and Cordula is with me. Hi, Cordula. What's it like your way right now?
At the moment, it's actually quite calm here. It's sort of, we still have quite a bit of snow on the ground. I mean, we've got about 30 centimetres down here yesterday during the day. It sort of has started sleeting here, so I think the snow might disappear from town perhaps, but it's still dumping down on the mountain itself. So, but yeah, very calm, quite beautiful here this morning.
Is it making things difficult at your place right now?
Not really. I mean, it was difficult a bit during the day yesterday when we lost power in the afternoon. So we lost power for probably about 5 hours during the biggest of the snowstorm, really. And sort of people in the beginning, you know, they were still quite happy playing in the snow, building all the snowmans. But when it got sort of later towards the evening, you know, you were a bit worried that the power might not come on overnight. But yeah, as I said, I mean, the linesmen out there, they did a fantastic job. So we had the power on overnight again. And so everybody was tucked up tight and warm and happy.
Yeah, happy. So the guests, they're coping. They're okay with all of this, are they?
Yeah. Look, for many of them, because we have some overseas tourists staying as well from Australia, from Asia and things like that. So, you know, for them, it's beautiful, you know. They've never seen snow before. So, you know, they got lots of it.
Okay. And is this you've been there a number of years, haven't you?
Yeah.
I think, since about 1995. Is this the worst weather you've seen in Awakuni?
Yeah. Never seen anything like it. Never. Yeah. I mean, we usually, you know, we do get the odd snowstorm through and we get some snow down here, but not like that. I mean, it started snowing early in the morning yesterday around 4 a.m. and it didn't stop till late in the evening and it just kept on coming down. It was amazing,
if
really.
It keeps on coming though, Cordula, is it going to pose any problems? I mean, it's winter, isn't it? It's what you just get used to it. You suck it in, don't you, I suppose?
Yeah. I mean, okay, at the moment still all the roads around us are closed, but I mean, it is supposed to get a bit better today. I think that the snow just doesn't come quite that low down into town. So hopefully some of the roads at least will reopen so that people who have to leave, because we have some people that are flying out of Auckland and things like that, you know, so that they actually can leave and then that other people can come in, you know, because basically since last night the phone hasn't stopped ringing because everybody wants to book in for the rest of the holidays, you know, to enjoy the snow up on the mountain. So, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you. That's all good, isn't it? So so hunker down. Thank you, Cordula.
We're all happy.
Good on you.
Thanks,
bye-bye. That is Cordula Daniel, Awakuni top 10 holiday park owner.